This is Teresa. I move that we add another 20 minutes.
Is there any objection to adding another 20 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Jane, will you keep the time?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa's next on the stack. Then I have Jane and Baruti.
Lonnie,
Wait. I'm sorry. I had my cell phone there to ask these other questions. I got an email from Brian Edwards Tickert, who's saying that some of the salary information includes work-study positions, and he wanted that identified. And if you can, that clarified.
Sure, I'd like to speak to that.
And then the other issue is, God, there's so many of these. Hold on, I have to. It's going to take me a minute.
Well, let me do work-study. Let me do one at a time. I can't remember them all, Dave, if you...
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Work study, yes. Work study is in the 06 budgets. It's also in the 05 actuals, and some of it was in the 05 budget. So certainly comparing 05 forecast to 05 budget, you're comparing apples to apples when it gets to work study.
Okay, so the headcount is including the headcount is including work study positions. How many?
Yeah, well, these are in FTEs. So FTEs are there, but if you want to go into work study, if you go into the headcount spreadsheet, which I'll have to tell you which page. It's a tab called Headcount. It's all laid out there, nice and clean.
Barney, I love the way you do your budgets. Thank you.
Right. And actually, other work study isn't even put into the headcount here. It's in the 05 as 0.3, and it's not in the other.
So the 42 FTEs you referenced don't include work study.
No, but there are work studies put into each of the departments. So, I mean, I'd have to go pick them out, but when they're there, they're there. If you go to page 15 or the tab called Headcount and you go through the various groups, you'll see where there is. For instance, in admin, there's web work study is equivalent to 20 hours a week. So where there is work study and we have it compared to this year, it's all right there, and it's apples to apples between the 2 years.
Okay, the other thing is relevant to the question of referencing salaries to listener support. This is to what you were saying, Mark. The notation is here that they have positions that are supported entirely by events income and others that are supported by grants income. So they feel that percentage should be referenced to total income, not just listener support.
Look, I've gone round and round with Brian Edwards. I know he can hear me, and that's fine. But the point is, these are statistics that are comparable year to year. And these events and the Mateel grant and all that was in effect in 04, as it is in 05, as it is in 06. And statistics for comparable purposes are absolutely valid here.
Okay. I'm going to yield on the rest and go to Teresa, if I may put myself back on the staff for my own comments later. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, Sandy will agree. Sandy, we have 13 or 14 FTEs.
At this point, we have 14.
14 FTEs. And I agree with...
some of those are part-time, actually. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with Marty when she's reminding people that we are primarily volunteer, and I think that if your GM had to answer questions, people would say, you know, if we're primarily volunteer and we're to encourage volunteers, why are we paying so many people? That's what makes me confused, that when I believe that your LSB recommended cutting some hours and that there would be no salary raise. But somehow I think, didn't a 3%, some sort of contingency for a 3% salary raise end up in your budget, even though there was a salary raise this past year and there were Christmas bonuses for some people? So I'm somewhat confused that you're trying very hard, Marnie, to, you know, pare things down, and yet everything is kind of reversed. And I'm very confused that when some of the people on the LSB work so hard to pare this down, Lonnie, that you're suggesting that they would not follow through on that.
We have Jane. Did you need an answer to what your question was, Teresa, or may we go to Jane?
Well, unless Lonnie can come up with a better explanation as to why he has no recommendation.
He did.
Deal.
He has a recommendation.
Yeah, okay.
He says deal with it over 18 months.
All right.
We have Jane Baruti. I'm going to put myself back on for my own comments after that. Jane.
Hey, LaBarre. I'd like to get on again.
Okay, go ahead. I'll put you before me.
Hey, this is Jane. First of all, I really want to thank everything that Barney has done to lay this all out, because only with a framework like this can we really begin to have meaningful discussions. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We started to do some of this at PFW, but you carried it to the nth level, which is very helpful. Now, second of all, I had the same thoughts as that remark that there may be some other percentages that are meaningful, though, because depending, but I think that there may be some other ways of looking at this number, and yet what Teresa just mentioned, I think we all must agree with that. This is basically a volunteer organization, and that statement really is strong. Going to this particular budget, to me, the real problem that I see are the deferred capital items, using surplus from prior years when deferred capital items exist. And that I see as a huge problem based on my skimpy knowledge of the facility we have out there, which I am under the impression there are some real capital needs there. And what I heard from Lonnie in terms of the recommendation, I think this committee needs to focus on perhaps beefing that up a little bit more.
Jane, you're dropping out. Could you repeat what you just said? We lost the end of it.
I just said that Lonnie's proposal sounded like it was a reasonable starting point, and that this committee might want to focus on beefing that up a little bit, just to focus on the capital concern.
Okay, Baruti.
One was the question about the surplus for KPFA. I'm sorry, how they're reaching their one-month reserve. Was Lonnie saying that they're digging into their prior year reserve in order to meet their one-month reserve? I wasn't clear, because it just looks like that they're just not adding a full month to their existing reserve. In other words, if they begin the fiscal year with one-month reserve, the fact that they're not generating a full one-month reserve for this, for the next fiscal year, to me is not a problem.
Reed.
Was I clear? Was that a clear question or statement?
It's a clear statement.
I mean, once you've got your one-month reserve, you've got your one-month reserve. The fact that they're not generating a full one-month reserve next year is not a problem, because they've begun the year with a one-month reserve already.
They've got more than that.
Yeah. So I don't see that as being an issue, the fact that they're not generating a one-month reserve in their budget. And the second, I guess there's no comment on that. The second issue is, I see that in the KPFA budget, they have a supporting schedule of salaries by person. Now, what is the policy? Because I was told by my GM that I couldn't see salary information for staffing. You know, in other words, I could only just get that one line number. I couldn't know what people in the station are being paid. So what is
the policy is that you as a treasurer are allowed to see those data, and you report it to the rest of your finance committee by giving a range. But you are allowed to see it. In fact, it's to you that it should be going.
Okay.
Does anybody else on this call have a different understanding?
No.
That's the motion.
Sure, I do.
What do you understand, Marnie?
Well, not that I was on NFC last year, but we believe in transparency, and this detail of the information has been given to everybody on the LSB. This document is marked confidential for LSB review only, and the LSB members want and expect and appreciate knowing exactly who is on the payroll and who is getting what. And I support that 100%, and I know LaBarre does.
Yeah, the problem is that the motion the board passed was based on a discussion about this very issue, and what was decided was the treasurers would be given the information, and they would report out ranges, and the ranges were narrow enough that you can still find out the total, and you can find out the range within a very small percent. Mark was chair of the Finance Committee when that got put through. Mark, do you want to comment on that?
Well, the only thing I would say is, yes, that was passed, but since then, gone even further, and this year, in fact, exact salaries were provided. And we've even been discussing it. I don't know how New York got that that particular interpretation through. I think you should have come to us immediately with that. Everyone has the salaries before.
Right. Okay.
Everyone. Well, everyone has
okay.
them.
Okay.
I'm sorry
cool.
to bring it up earlier.
Okay, go ahead, Baruti.
No, those were the only two issues. One was the understanding as to what is happening when they have to use some of their previously generated reserve in order to meet the one-month requirement in this particular budget. So
right.
That's all. Thank
gotcha.
You.
Gotcha. LaVarne and then me.
Yeah.
Did you have me on the stack, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry. When did you ask to be on there?
I don't know, 3 or 4 times.
A while ago. I'll put you after LaVarne and before me.
Would you put me on too, Dave?
Sure. I'll put you on after me, Ambrose. Is that all right?
Okay. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, this is LaVarne. Yeah, I totally support in this, and I think that when everyone received this package with salaries there and initials by the name, that the issues were not the salaries. The issue was how do we budget and how the resources are to be allocated. So those issues just kind of went away, which is what and anyone who's worked in an environment where this information is given out understands that that is what happens. And the initial stalling on giving this information, it was just perplexing to me. But I think after these 2 years, it's finally here, and this is very good. And again, it is not an issue. But and also, I just understand when Marnie has this laid out on the salaries in terms of listener support versus total income. I mean, the percentages are clearly here, so I didn't understand why Lonnie went through and redid them again. But the other point I just wanted to make again was that if you look at the trends in finance tell you something, and that essentially that the level that we have, and you've all talked about the volunteer, what is the mission, volunteer organization, that if that level continues at that level without, you know, significantly changing or increasing the income, you know, it cannot be maintained. And that you essentially cannibalize your own resources that you've accumulated over the years through the strict budgeting and through the fact that we did not have leadership in the station to make those things happen that needed to use the cash and capital that we were accumulating over this period of time. And that, Lonnie had mentioned an 18-month plan and what I guess the general manager should have presented. As Marnie said, I don't see an 18-month plan in here and, which presented, Roy, perhaps the GM had mentioned that. I guess he had conferred with Lonnie on this with the CFO, but when it was not presented with this 18-month plan to actually go back to a level of trying to accumulate 1 month of reserve. And I won't even go into the discussion of do you do this every year or not, because until I can see Doc that clearly lays out all the things we've talked about today so that we're not revisiting these at every meeting. You know, it's just, you know, from meeting to meeting, what does it mean? So we clearly need, and the finance, we need to have a finance meeting at the PNB meetings, bring in the treasurers and sit down, bring in the staff, line of staff, and lay out these issues so we do not have to revisit them each month with each station. Thank you.
Lonnie and then me.
Well, you know, I think that how this meeting is going reflects some real ambiguities and confusions around what is the task of this finance committee and what is the charge of the treasurers and the PNB reps that we have. Let me be specific. You know, is the charge of the treasurer to represent the LSB and its point of view at these meetings, or is it to represent their individual points of view? And you can say both, but no, that's not good enough. So we just spent 20-30 minutes representing having hearing points of view that do not represent the point of view of the LSD. And I think that needs to be clarified. Why do that? Are we here to represent, if we are, the LSBs on the treasurer's side? Then let's do that. I still don't know what the rationale was for the LSB to pass the budget. They obviously disagreed with LaVarne and Marnie. Yet I still don't know why.
And the vote was...
It hasn't been represented. Now, So what are we doing here in using this time, representing individual points of view? I think I would not be on a call where all we're doing is representing our own individual points of view about budgets.
Would you put me on the stack, Dave?
Yeah. Now, the second point, because it takes a lot of time, and you're still not sure what the LSB thinks and why. Now, so I think we need to get clear on what we're doing on these 3-4-hour calls. You know, it's a legitimate question to ask. Well, whose point of view are you representing when you say that? Yours? The LSD? You know. And I'm here to represent, as best I can, the point of view of this board as a network, not to represent the point of view of the national office or station. Trying to look at the whole. That's why we meet. It's the National Finance Committee, not the Station Finance Committee. So that's the thing that strikes me. We waste a lot of time being confused about it. What's my proposal? My proposal is I'll ask the LSB to clarify the charge of the finance. I'll ask the PNB to clarify the charge of the Finance Committee, so that we don't continue to have personal statements that are not relevant to what an LSB has said, or statements that are just off the wall, and don't fulfill the function. We need clarification on what is the job description of the treasurer. We don't have that. What are the goals of this committee? What are we supposed to be doing each year? Haven't taken it up. Don't deal with large issues. We spend a lot of time on minutia. But the big, large issues that face stations, we don't deal with. We spend a lot of time on format. A lot of time, you know, come on, folks, you know what I'm talking about. Now, the point I'm making is I don't want to spend my time next year doing this again. It's not acceptable to me. Not acceptable to any well-run organization to do it this way. So, my simple, and I'll make it at the board meeting, two things will help a lot: clarifying the charge of the National Finance Committee and having each committee be required to adopt goals for the year, something you're working at. We have no fundraising goals. Why? Finance Committee is about finance, making sure that this network has the finances it needs to function effectively in a very competitive world. What have we done?
Lonnie, I'm going to ask you to direct your comments to this budget given time.
But I'm saying, now, folks, let's be clear about what we're doing.
I have 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm next, then Ambrose and Teresa. Lonnie and I are in agreement about the recommendation. I think it's clear Marnie didn't hide the fact that she's in disagreement with the vote. The vote was clearly a thin majority that did it, and what we've got is a political problem at that station, a divided board, and it can't be resolved all at once. This budget, at least according to the various standards that we have and the rest, does conform, and I'm personally in agreement with Lonnie's approach, which is we approve what the LSB put forth, and we put a proviso that they need to address that underlying structural problem of salaries. You can't just turn around and cut, you know, particularly with this little time, people's, you know, living. But there's got to be a rational approach, and people have raised the point that it's different at different stations. So that's one of the things that we have to address ourselves to, and I think Lonnie's recommendation is a good one. I think the rest of it, I mean, I won't take the time on. I just think that the problems that have been addressed have to be addressed over time through a political process, hopefully with leadership from our new executive director. Ambrose?
Absent from this call is any statement concerning the well-being of the network. We've talked about each individual station and the so-called national office, but that's not what this committee is supposed to be doing. On the station level, along with the CFO, there should be discussion about the health of the individual station. When it reaches this level, it ought to be about the overall health of the network. We don't even think of these so-called surpluses as belonging to the network. It doesn't belong to A or K or W or T or I. It belongs to the network. And how do we plan for the health of a network when we don't even discuss that? When you talk about setting aside money for salaries for union people, what about the physical needs of each one of these stations? And how do we go about addressing those needs? How do we go about addressing the needs of non-unionized people? That's a network concern, not an individual unit concern. And until we stop using our and my, I said this to the whole LSB in Los Angeles, those are dangerous words. We ought to be talking about our network and the financing that it will take to create a healthy network that can grow and become an important entity for the people we say we're here to serve. And until we do that, we have wasted so much time and energy and brains of very bright people. That's where we've got to go. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, I'd like to put myself back on the stack. I'll put myself after anyone else. Teresa's next, though.
Okay, we're 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes, so we need either to agree that we're going to spend a little more time on this or move on. Is there a motion to spend more time?
Does Patty like to make one comment when it's time?
Okay, well, we need to add...
I move that we add 10 minutes.
Okay, is there any opposition to adding 10 minutes?
Yeah. I have opposition. I want to move on.
Okay.
I want to say if we're going to add 10 minutes, let us just hear from people who haven't spoken. We don't need to hear for the fourth time from people who have.
Okay, fair enough. Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes?
I object to that because that means I can't talk.
Okay, look, we'll just add 10 minutes. We'll prioritize people who haven't spoken. Do we need to take a vote on adding 10 minutes or not?
Well, I object because that means I can't say
anything. No. I'm ruling that we're not going to exclude certain people from talking.
Let's hear from people we haven't heard from, or that'll be part of the 10 minutes?
We'll prioritize people who we haven't heard from, but we'll keep with the stack we have now. I'll defer.
Could we, Mr. Chair, ask who has not spoken? Wants to? Then we'll help.
Yeah. Right. This is Sandy. You put me on the stack.
Okay, Sandy and Teresa still on the stack. So you had an objection, Lonnie. Do you want us to take
I just wanted to clarify who has not spoken will speak with these 10 minutes. How will those minutes be used? Otherwise, we'll maybe end up with the same.
We're extending 10 minutes. We're not specifying. That's the motion is to extend by 10 minutes, not to apply it to a specific person.
All right.
Do you have an objection, and do we need to
vote? Well, no, let's go and see how we can use that time.
10 more minutes. Go ahead, Teresa.
Marnie, you said your full-time employees are 46, is that correct? 46?
FTEs.
Full-time employees.
Full-time equivalent.
Okay, yes.
There's really, I think, over 60 people on
over 60.
Role. Yeah.
Okay, so, and I'm just saying, I understand your statement, and I understand what your LSB did. And I understand, in my opinion, your LSB is in a situation where they're encouraging paid employees, not volunteers. So I do think you need to seriously consider how you can motivate more volunteers rather than people expecting to be paid. And I think you have some phenomenal programs from people who are not paid, like Guns and Butter. You had an employee at WPFW, like Reem Cortuda, where WPFW was buzzing with people that were volunteers, that were trained. They were young, they were diverse. And they were excited, and they were contributing, and they were not paid. And I think still that our CFO and our ED need to encourage. And if you don't, then I think that the Finance Committee or the PNB are going to have to say, we don't approve this budget, and we think you ought to do something different. And maybe I should make a motion, but I'm thinking we ought to look at this. Look at the phrase, ask not what the foundation can do for you, ask what you can do for the foundation, because too many people are saying gimme, gimme somehow, and that's not healthy for the foundation. So I think we are, I disagree with Ambrose, I think we are thinking of what's good for the foundation, And I think we have to take it to a higher level because the LSB obviously couldn't deal with it.
Sandy.
Yeah, Ambrose, bravo. I agree that we're not thinking as a network, and that's thin ice. Each station at some point in its life has been in certain circumstances which has required a loan or a helping hand. I think I could say that safely. And we need to think more as a group. This comparison that's laid out here, the salary comparison that's laid out in the KPFE spreadsheet, which, by the way, is a masterpiece, the whole thing. Thank you for that, Marnie. Suggests to me that we need to put a work group together to start looking at guidelines to where we don't exceed certain percentages for categories, such as salary and related expenses, a percentage of support coming in. I think we ought to put ceilings on this, and I would recommend that this group put together a work group and start looking at this and other benchmark items in any budget and have those ready so that when 07 rolls around, we have those guidelines in place. I think that would help us greatly in putting a budget together. There are some bad trends here, real bad, and it is a volunteer-powered organization. Far be it for me to understand. I've been doing a program for a long time. I haven't gotten a dime of support from a station outside the transmitter, headphones, and a microphone to talk in, which is obviously a great deal. Why someone would have to demand a salary for the same outside of maybe doing news is far from me. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just comment that, Ambrose, in terms of national initiatives, you know, we haven't heard any recommendations from the national office. On those points, other than the ones that have come forward. We'll be voting on a national office budget. We've heard no proposals to use any funds anywhere for anything. If you're saying that this finance committee should be initiating plans for using surpluses that are in station bank accounts at the moment, that's one thing. But I don't think it's fair to upbraid this committee for focusing on local station budgets at a point in its agenda where it is dealing with its recommendations to the PMB on a consolidated budget that includes those, and then we're about to deal with the national office budget. I personally have concerns that the national office budget doesn't include items that were expensive this year and is actually using program expenses from the station. So work in progress, but I think that, just upgrading this committee leaves out the role of the national office in proposing some of the things I think you're talking about.
Mark on the stack.
Go ahead, Mark, and then...
What happened to me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Patty and then Mark.
If somebody mute, please, whoever is doing whatever they're doing, just start 6, please.
Okay, Patty and then Mark.
All right. I think the issue here, and I also I think that we have to really look at all of us are working here for free. I have not seen the, in these new bylaws and everything, I mean, I'm just speaking to the comments about this is a network. You know, every station has got, like, some bug, you know, and every station has not evaluated management. Every station is in our station is in complete violation of the bylaws as far as evaluating management and programming, so that we don't have any money and we're way short and everybody should bail us out. I mean, how long does this go on? I think this is what we're dealing with. Other stations that are doing a little better with their money or controlling their situation or evaluating and things like that. I mean, you know, unless somebody's going to, you know, pull this place up by bootstraps or say, no, you have to evaluate or we're not giving you more money or something, you know, some discipline around here. This is why people are upset all the time, and I don't just feel comfortable just giving money because someone's having a hard time until we realize why they're having a hard time. And it is a network. It is a network. That's true, and everybody's got to work together on a network for the betterment of the whole foundation. And some people aren't doing that. Some people are concerned about their paychecks and other things. And we need to get it together that the voice of this station for the listeners is the most important thing. And how do we do that? And so I, you know, and it's not about like saying we got to give money to somebody else or take money from somebody else. People have to start disciplining themselves, and if they're not going to be disciplined themselves, someone's got to discipline them. It just can't go on like this. That's why KPFK's freaking out, because they got money and everybody wants it, you know. And this is, it's obvious what's happening here, and I'm offended that people would just abuse people working so hard for nothing like this. Thank you.
Mark, and then I think we'll be at time.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, well, Mark? Hello, Mark? I've never known you to be so quiet. Mark? Star 6, Mark. We're not hearing you.
Yes, Dave, I'm sorry. I was muted. First of all, I want to say that I do not want KPFK's money. And I don't think the PFW does either. However, I do think that Pacifica as a network might have to create national initiatives, because that's what a network does. Mm-hmm. I do agree, however, and I, as I've expressed before, that I do think that what happens here at the National Finance Committee is that instead of becoming something larger than you are, you know, like when you sit on a particular committee, like the Executive Search Committee, you sit on that committee and you're supposed to then represent the charge of that committee. And you bring with you the expertise and et cetera from your local station. That we do sometimes get into localisms. We have individuals have particular points of view that they want to promote. And it's not about the national, it's about what this person thinks or what that person thinks at their station or what that person wants at their station. And we do a lot of that. And I think we've done that this year. And I understand the national office could be helpful in promoting, but we could also. And I think we've dropped the ball on this, as evidenced by the fact that we're having this conversation about the budget 4 days before we go to Houston. This is this is ridiculous. And we have to accept responsibility for it.
Okay, if there's no, I just want to comment. Mark says it's true what Lonnie said before about not having had a chance to deal with these numbers enough. I do think we need to consider as a committee a motion that says we will revisit these numbers within the course of the next month, because I don't think the National Office budget, the KPFK budget, nor the KPFA budget, nor even the WBAI budget have had enough time for us to process. But with that, having lobbed that, I think we need to move the agenda to the WBAI's budget.
I thought it required the passage of a national budget at the meeting in September.
Yeah.
What did you say, Mark?
Our bylaws require the passage of our budget in September.
I agree, but they don't preclude any revisitation of it during the
meeting. I would have an alternative suggestion.
Okay, well, let's deal with that when we come to the recommendation section. Yeah. I'm sorry to have raised it. I just want people to be thinking about it as we go through this, because if we have issues, we have technical problems with how we implement any suggested changes. If that's all right, I'd like us to go to the WBAI budget now.
You want me to speak to it, or?
Please do.
Okay. We submitted, I thought we got our budget in a pretty timely fashion in August. We had submitted the LSB-approved budget to the National Finance Committee. Since that time, a couple of things have happened. We found out there was additional CPB money that was going to be made available to us in the subsequent next fiscal year, which, Lonnie, I don't think, do your numbers, I don't think they reflect the higher CPB money?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Because I'm showing the same...
507.
Yeah.
I see 489,840 in yours, Lonnie.
Yeah, I think it went up about 25 or 27,000, is that...
That's still up, though. That's about right, I think.
Yeah.
Check it, but I think my number... Well, no, you have a separate number than from me. I'd like to see that.
Well,
Lonnie, your voice sounds far away. You may have the phone on your chin.
Okay, so that could be the update. I'll double-check that. I'll look at your schedule. You had sent us a schedule of the new CPV monies,
yeah.
Which we didn't have at the time we approved it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true for our station.
Right? So, yeah. So that number may need to be increased. But in addition, there was a motion passed by the LSB after our initial budget was approved and submitted, indicating that two things had happened in the initial budget, just by way of background. We had included in the budget $25,000 for a development consultant, and there was a feeling that that $25,000 was, in effect, taking money away from staff salary. So as a result, there was a concern after the budget was approved that that money should be put in there on a contingent basis, and that the $25,000 should be raised for the development consultant. So I emailed out a that motion, which basically requested that $25,000 change be made to the salary and related fringe benefits line, and that the $25,000 be kept in there for the development consultant, but that it be contingent upon the station raising $25,000 to pay for that. So that is not reflected in the numbers that you guys have been able to review. So it's not a big change, but basically we're saying that salaries and fringes should go up $25,000, and that major donors be increased by $25,000. But basically the bottom line number will remain the same. The second issue is that we're not able to generate a 1 month reserve for the fiscal year, and we included in our budget $150,000. To repay any support that we might need to receive to complete the balance of this particular fiscal year. In my last conversation with Indra, she thought that we would be able to meet, from a cash perspective, we would be able to pay everything that needed to be paid by September 30th. But at the end of the year, once you looked at everything, we would be about $250,000 of basically unpaid bills. About $120,000 would be money owed to national office and for various things, and that there'd be about another $130,000 or so. Well, excuse me. Of the $250,000, $120,000 would be the legal bill that we owe to national office for prior fiscal year, and there would be $130,000 of other internal billings and $130,000 internal and external liabilities, making a total of $250,000 that we will not have that we will have in unpaid bills at the end of this particular fiscal year. And of course, with that, we would need a waiver in order to receive, a waiver for not having generated a 1 month reserve for the current fiscal year. So the budget includes a reduction of staff of 4.5 full-time positions. So we are on the way to addressing the concerns that, basically we're not generating enough money to support the staff that we currently have.
Okay, responses? I'll put myself on.
I'll go.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Patty also.
All right, let's go in order. Patty, you've spoken less than anyone. Why don't you go, and then I'll put Lonnie, Mark, and myself.
On the budget we have here, we have this here major donations at $300,000, but is it supposed to stay at $300,000 or is it supposed to be $325,000?
It should be $325,000.
Okay. And then, so that makes totally salaries and related, total income increases, right? By $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, their salaries and related, we add $25,000?
Yes.
Into salaries, right? Not under consultants, but under gross salaries?
Right. Well, it was going to be split between gross salaries, fringes. Indra did send me a revised budget, just recently got breaking that out. But it's going to be split between salaries, fringes, FICA, unemployment, and so forth, and benefits.
Right. So in fact, the budget increases by $25,000.
The expense side, yeah. Both the income and the expense side increase by $25,000.
Right. And I recall, people keep talking about how the LSB, KPFK people are complaining. This is a small $25,000. But in fact, the WBAI Finance Committee voted this $25,000 down that should be in consultants, and the motion to turn it into salaries and related was defeated in the Finance Committee. When the budget was approved at the meeting in August, late August, we passed the budget and we defeated that $25,000 going into salaries and kept it in the consultants. And then this was a call. They didn't like that vote, so they made a motion, a notice that this would be revisited. So at the last board meeting, they rescinded passing the budget and added this $25,000 into this major donations and added it into the salaries and related and passed it that way. So, in fact, you have an increase of $25,000 in salaries and related instead of just a removal of $25,000 that they felt didn't belong in the budget because you shouldn't be adding new jobs that weren't union. So all I'm saying is that, see, the LSB did that to, you know, this is two defeats and they just forced it till they got what they wanted. So that's the case here. What I'm concerned about is this $25,000, which is put in this. It was said at that meeting that, and we said last time that this $25,000 would be fronted to us from National in order to get us a consultant before we raised $325,000. Or do we? Can we go ahead with the consultant before the $325,000 is raised, or do we have to wait? Or where's that $25,000 coming from? I'm just a little confused as to how that works, you know, a front or a loan. Is that anywhere else in the budget here, or just a spoken, you know, gentleman's agreement, or what?
Well, in terms of us, the funding that's going to be raised for this particular position would have to be restricted funding. In other words, there would be a campaign to raise $25,000 for the specific purpose of having this development consultant work with the station. So it's not going to come from other money. This would be a focused fundraising campaign.
So if we don't raise it, we won't have one.
Yeah, I guess that's basically where we are. If we don't raise
it. But we added salaries and related, but we cut jobs, but we just added more money to that position, to the salaries and related. I think the general manager said that wasn't enough money to even have a new person or a half person or anything. So why is this added? Why are we looking for $25,000 more?
Well, no, she did say that it wouldn't be a full time. It's not enough for one full position.
It's not a half either.
Right. Yes, it would. That would be enough because I think that would give you salary of about $20,000. So that should be enough for a half time position.
Well, I thought she said that that wasn't enough money. But anyway, never mind. It's my point is made. There's like it's. You know, there's a finance committee makes a recommendation, votes one way. The board passes a budget with it. People aren't happy. They come in and change it again to get what they want, increase the income when we're having a hard time making the money that we have. So I just want that to be noted. And, you know, it's not just KPFK that's playing around with numbers. Okay?
Hey.
Thank you. Hey, or A, or any of us. We're all playing around with numbers. We're the LSB, goddammit.
All right.
We have rights to do this. This is not a top-down organization any longer.
Patty, I'd like to ask that you not use obscenities on the...
Okay, we are not under FCC violations. I have not sworn like I like to.
But gosh darn it works much better.
Gosh darn. Gosh darn it.
Lonnie?
Thank you.
Well...
Lonnie, before you do that, I just want to give a little background. I know Patty said that we're not, in an earlier comment, she indicated that we weren't in compliance with the evaluation, but the process is underway for us to evaluate the program director. So I just want folks to know that we are attempting to address that situation, that our new GM is an interim person. So obviously we're not at a point where she would be evaluated, but we are addressing the issue of not having our evaluations in place.
Well, the programming hasn't been done, though, either. But I'll stop
okay.
there.
Lonnie, then Mark, then me.
Well, as the most of you know in WB, I'm certainly aware of it. You know, I'm still not clear about the LSB budget and what is and is not in it. I'm assuming there's an additional $25,000, which has yet to be placed into the budget we currently have for WBAI. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, the one that you're using does not have the $25,000 in it.
Okay. So that just want to establish baseline where we are.
Can we clarify when you say the one you're using? Do you mean that the document that Lonnie sent out with the consolidated budget does not reflect $25,000 that the LSB approved?
Right. But as soon as the motion, I did submit to the committee the motion as soon as it was approved, letting them know that that was it. It was just a matter of getting the numbers worked up by Indra to actually give the breakdown.
Yeah, okay, just for purposes. I'm working just with LSC-approved budgets. I like not to, it has to be official. We don't want to have.
So let me get an understanding as to how you say this should work. Now that, although it was approved by the LSB.
Yeah, I just need something from the chair around position and where, because there's some confusion about whether it's consultant or salaries. Just want to have that clear. Okay?
Well, can you tell me what you need? You need the chair to tell you which line, the old line amount, the new line
just
amount?
Whatever the board passed. They wanted to have a part-time development consultant, whatever that number is. And was the intent for it to be salaried or hourly or consultant? That's all I need.
But wait, we have to vote on this by the end of this call, so we're going to have to include that line as part of our recommendation.
I'm saying that I can easily put it in for tomorrow. I just need to be assured that something is on its way.
Okay, and I can give you a breakdown of it.
Yeah. Okay, now, with the WBAI, I just want to just be sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That as of September 30th, 2005,
mm-hmm.
Aside from the monies that WBAI would not be able to pay for the national office,
mm-hmm.
they have some unpaid bills of $130,000 as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Indra's estimate was that we're talking about $250,000.
Yeah. Now, I'm just looking at the breakout now.
Right. Within that $250,000, there's monies owed to external. Vendors and so forth, and there's money owed to national.
Yeah, just give me that breakout. 130 right. to how much to national?
Now, the national.
118 plus.
It's 120, right. It's 120 plus, or 118 plus.
All right, let's just take that number.
Okay,
120, and the rest of it is external vendors?
Now, I don't know if the other 130 is external, but she did say that she included in the 250 the 120 that was owed. And I don't know if we owe national for other things other than the $120,000 of old legal fees.
Right, close enough. I get the picture.
Okay.
Now, the problem yet, and we don't have to sell it offline, Brudy, but I just want to make you aware of it. I've tried to, aside from the 130 that's sort of old, and we can work out, maybe some of it's postponable, some of it's not, those services in there that would severely hamper us on the national side. Aside from old legal, I'm talking now just about current central services money that would be owed in connection with the last drive and the monies coming in thereafter, okay? So that is an area of concern. I would like to have that number so I know what funds may or may not be forthcoming. Now, so maybe we can sell that offline. Now, the last question
mm-hmm.
is in the way that budget was constructed, and we can sell it offline, but I just don't want big budget swings without having investigated it. The way the fund for the 150 was identified was as an offset to expenses. Now, all the on-air fundraising will not reach that 150 goal for WBAI. Well, monies that we were thinking about might go there. If you do not get that loan, what will you do? Is there a plan B?
You roll your vendors. You roll your vendors forward. In other words, we'll pay people even slower.
Are you going to stretch the vendors?
Yeah, vendors will have to be stretched out either internally or externally.
Okay, thinking for budgetary purposes
mm-hmm.
that Indra would have to also, to accompany this budget, a cash flow projection to show how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So let me just make sure that I'm clear.
And if the 150 you have in this budget mm-hmm. may or may not materialize,
mm-hmm.
so we want to know impact on cash.
Okay, so if we don't get the 150 out of that. Well, really, let me think about this for a second.
Well, not if I do it on the air.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a hot potato, but just get, because it's in the budget, we have it here.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, well, will it come, will it be actually arrive or not? And that's, impacts the budget.
Well, if I think about it, if you're not advancing us, because the original scenario envisioned us receiving the 150 by September 30th.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to put into the budget for next year repayment of that 150.
Yes.
But now if there's no transfer to us by the end of the fiscal year, which we're literally saying we don't need now, that 150 that's in there basically is income that we can generate to pay old bills.
You Yeah, just want to do
during, during next fiscal year. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, I hear your point.
So that we really don't, I mean, I say we really don't, but I agree with you, what you say. Ultimately, though, we need to look at it from a cash flow point of view to see if there's major problems on a month-to-month basis.
Right.
Because we might need an infusion of cash, but on our overall basis, we do have effectively in the budget $150,000 to pay prior year commitments at this point. Since it's not going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm just saying that for us here at Finance Committee, we have that item in the budget and want to at least see, if it doesn't materialize, what the cash flow implications might be and when.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my two questions.
Okay.
Mark and then me.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, okay. The first question that I had, when we looked at BAI this year, and particularly in light of its difficulties last year, and some attempts to correct that that apparently did not bear fruit, we said that we were going to require certain contingencies, similar to what you have suggested doing with KPFA, in order for us to approve the budget. Where are those contingencies? We talked about required increases in volunteerism. We talked about mandatory reductions in staffing and some other things related to premiums, et cetera, in order to bring this budget in line and make up the ground that you have lost. Where are those contingencies?
Well, it was two things. There was a working committee. I'm getting feedback. Can you hear me?
Yes, off and on.
Who's that question for?
It's for Baruti.
Baruti. Well, there was a working group on the WBAI situation, and we did discuss some of those issues, but we didn't feel as though, I mean, and I guess the chair can correct me on this, is that we needed more information in order to make hard and fast recommendations. In other words, for people to say, okay, BAI, you've got to cut 10 people. We really didn't know what the FTEs were around the network to say whether, based on the number of listeners we have, so on and so forth, are we really overstaffed? So we thought that we needed to accumulate more information. Another thing, people were saying, well, you guys need to reduce your number of days fundraising. We didn't have a complete picture about what other stations were doing in terms of days fundraising to make those kind of suggestions. So I think to summarize it, we're going to continue to work on that, but I don't think we had enough information to put, say, five or six hard and fast things, you must do this, because at least I didn't feel that we had a complete picture of what other stations are doing around the network. Now, we have begun to address the salary situation with the reductions of the 4.5 people, but beyond that, in terms of volunteerism and so forth, the short answer is that we haven't done it, and we did consider some of those things in the working group, but we didn't think we had enough information in order to put hard and fast requirements on BAI, but I'll let the chair speak to that.
Okay, but one thing I will say is what you do know is that based on what you're able to generate and what your budget expenses are, that you have a problem.
And we've begun to address that problem with the 4.5 positions being.
Well, I understand that, but even with the 4.5 production, it seems that the problem persists.
Because we're not able to generate a 1 month reserve? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's a situation that it's not something that we could address in 1 year. I mean, for us to make a wholesale. In other words, you're saying that we'd have to lay off enough people to generate another $200,000 and almost $300,000 of savings.
What I'm saying is that if we have a national requirement that every station has to have the 1 month reserve, and it's been a problem at BAI, and now you don't have it again, then you have to go back and look at it and find a way to make it happen. You can't just say, well, we don't have it. It takes more than a year, and we're still studying contingencies, and then ask us to foot the $150,000 shortfall. I think that's unfair.
Well, I mean, and my understanding is that the history of this is that BAI has helped other stations when they've been in a pinch in the past. So it's not an opportunity, but it's a situation where we need the foundation. We're all one foundation working together, and we need assistance.
I understand, but I would feel a lot better about that if I saw some contingencies, because that's what we talked about. I mean, you have to have something to say, okay, we understand the situation, and here's our plan to rectify it. If you don't present me a plan that says how you're going to get out of this, then how do I know you're not going to be back next year? It's like the relative who always needs money, you know? You got to have a plan.
I think we can address, well, my suggestion at this point is that there is going to be a budget but there's discussion of the budget being revisited at some point towards the middle of the year. So hopefully at that point, with the working group's suggestions, we'd be able to put forth something hard and fast that we can get the committee to agree with.
All right, but I just wanted to register that I was hoping to see those. The second thing on I only have three questions. The second question is to Ambrose. What happened to the fundraising? We were going to try to raise, anticipating the shortfall, the cash flow difficulties that BAI might experience in October and September. We had said that we were going to try to do a fundraiser to help with that around the Roberts hearing, and then we did not. Why didn't we?
Lana, you chaired that committee. Go ahead and tell them.
Well, you participated, I believe, in one or two of those, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, and when I had left off,
yeah.
I thought we were going to do one so we wouldn't have to tap into other resources from other stations. Why didn't we follow through on that?
Well, a couple of problems came up. We raised only about somewhere between $18,000 and $20,000. What happened was that in trying to find a break period to do the pitching proved difficult. Proved difficult because some of the affiliates had to be involved, and it was very difficult with the way those hearings were actually conducted to find that time to do the fundraising and the pitching. Thought we were going to have 4.5 hours, ended up with a little bit less than an hour. I went about 45 minutes to an hour of actual pitching. The structure of the hearings were a factor. A second consideration I mentioned already was the affiliates. Third consideration was some stations chose not to participate. It was an issue for them. They were feeling that doing on-air fundraising with those hearings might interfere with their plans for the October drive. All three of those things combined.
Okay. All right, and my last question then, and I'll come back to that later when we talk about what this committee could perhaps do next year, but with respect to the last one, if this budget as presented by BAI is passed, I once again want to know whether you're recommending it. And secondly, I want to know what are the implications in terms of the national office for the reductions in central services contemplated here in terms of national hires that are anticipated or that have already been made, like the HR director? What's the pain to the national office from this budget, and do you recommend it?
Those are tough questions. And all that's worrisome. Here's what my thinking is. If I can, Mark, just why I think the structure of this budget is not as bad as it looks. BAI in previous years was budgeting 2.9 in listener services and listener support. They have dropped that number to 2.4, as you can see. That's a considerable reduction in purported revenue, and it is in effect saying that they've accounted for a $400,000 shortfall over the year by that act alone. If they raise more than that, great. If they go back to 2.9, that would be fantastic. Now, the second reason is that this budget says that they're going to reduce some of these some of the salary costs by $130,000-$140,000. That's a positive step, and it is now here and being implemented, and that action has been taken. Now, looking down to the bottom line, they're really only $150,000 short of breaking even, which is a reasonable target for this, for given what they've gone through.
Lonnie, when you say of breaking even, do you mean balancing revenue expenditure, or do you mean $150,000 short of a 1 month?
I mean revenue minus expense comes roughly equal to zero, to $2,200. They're $150,000 short of, you know, having a year, 06, of having about finishing year with $2,200 in the bank. That is not the 1 month. That is true. But it's a reasonable goal, given now if they have a drive where they exceed goal by $100,000 or $200,000, well, you'll see that on the bottom line, presumably. So it's a very conservative budget as far as revenue is concerned. My recommendation. I think the $150,000 is worrisome. I think the $130,000 to the national office is worrisome. And as I was saying to Baruti, I think that I would recommend that this budget have attached a cash flow statement so the committee
and the board knows that they're, that this budget is workable on the cash level. So my recommendation would be passage with a proviso that a cash flow statement be attached. It's up to, you know, so 9 months minimum. So that we can see that that station will have the cash with or without the 150 to operate effectively.
And this is Dave. Baruti, what is...
Great time, by the way.
Okay. Can we have another 10 minutes for this? Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes? Okay. Hearing none, we'll proceed. Baruti, what I'm not clear on is, in these numbers, the end-of-year position of BAI, is it a negative position? In other words, you have zero cash in bank plus accounts payable. What position are you expected to end the year with?
At the end of September?
Yeah.
I don't think we're not going to be negative. We're going to have, I'm not saying we're going to have a lot of money in the bank, but I wasn't led to believe that we would have, you know, $0. But the question is, we would have unpaid bills.
In the amount of how much?
Like I said, between external vendors and national office allocations, approximately $250.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then so in this year's budget, are those expenses carried into this year's budget, or are they sitting out there in the balance sheet as?
They're out in the balance sheet.
They're out in the balance sheet.
Right.
So then your projected bottom line at the end of the year in this budget, I don't have it. I'm not at that line.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what that is?
After all expenditures, it's $2,200.
$2,200 in the bottom line, and then
the
surplus deficit after cash and capital.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's $2,200.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting the year with $250 about in debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not generating a 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
Your 1 month is about how much?
A 1 month might be
$299.
$299. Okay, so it's $270 short of that. And so basically what I'm hearing is at the end of the year, you're still $250 in the hole, and there's no 1 month. Is that accurate?
No, I would say at the end of 06, we would probably be about $100 in the hole.
But I thought that your surplus deficit after cash and capital is 22, not 100.
Right, but that's after deducting $150, which we initially thought would go to payment towards the loan that we were going to receive.
So the loan, I see, I get you. So
that $150 could be used to pay basically vendors who we haven't paid.
So those $250 that you were talking about, you're in the hole at the end of the year. Okay. One of the issues I have in all this, I mean, I understand BAI's situation and the significant strides it's made this year. I'll just speak a little parochially to hear that that's sort of okay, whereas KPFK, with what it's starting with of close to on the order of $600,000, that it's a problem to bring that money through and not even spend it. It's just hard on me to hear that kind of thing. But in terms of your overall,
I feel your pain, Dave.
In terms of your overall cost structure, that what you're talking about is a significant advance. Do you think? I agree with Mark. I guess I think I need in order to be able to vote in favor of this to hear that there is significant plans for further progress, because as Mark said, this still has you not ending the year with your 1 month, and it still has a hole. And so I would be in agreement with a position that called for LSB to have to, and the management to have to deal with that over the course of the year. I can't really say that much else except to ask how you think, where, if anywhere, do you think you could get additional money out of this?
To be honest with you, I would have to defer to probably Andrew on that.
Okay.
You know, because the feeling now is that, I would have to defer to Andrew. Our GM, I'm sorry.
One other thing, two quick questions. How many days of fundraising is this going to require on air, and what is the total salaries and related as a percentage of total income? I could do the division.
Days are 80. Hold on.
89 or something.
Okay. I just want to say, by the way, for comparison, well, whatever. I won't do that.
Well, you could.
No, I'll deal with it when we talk about KPFK. I don't want to. 89 is better than what you did this year by a significant amount.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and if I did in a calculation that I can't pull up, but if before we get off the call, I'll let you, I can pull it up.
Okay, well, and if I do a calculation of of gross salaries, not salaries. Well, Mark, you were liking to do total salaries and related calculation.
Yeah, it should be. I think it should be salaries and related.
Too. Okay, well, total salaries and related as a percentage of total of total income is 37%, which is about KPFK is at 38%. So that's comparable. So, for what that's worth, I'll reserve any other comments for when we get into voting. Anybody else?
Oh, I wanted to say.
Who else? Patty and then Mark.
Just a quick note. Some committee members. I didn't attend a lot of early finance committee members, but some told me there were requests to try to make a contingency budget, but the majority in the meetings wouldn't really go along with it. So, you know, this is the budget that we have.
Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to point two things out. One, the salary percentage at VAI is comparable to what you're seeing at other stations of that size. So I understand the difficulty in looking at that area in terms of cuts because it is about where stations are. And so I do recognize that difficulty. But as I recall, your percentage of administrative costs, your administrative costs as a percentage of revenue are, I think, among the highest. And that is where I would look when you're looking at areas. The second thing is that I do support or applaud the decision by the LSV to get someone in to do some development because obviously that's something that you're going to have to do in order to increase your revenue. And I think it's a step in the right direction in terms of doing that. And I also recognize the sacrifices that have been made here. Don't get me wrong. I still want my contingencies. But I understand what you're doing, and I applaud the effort that you have made.
Just as a comment on the administrative side, the two major items in there are our office / studio rent and our tower rent.
I know.
So those right there are about almost two-thirds.
$560,000 as compared, for example, to KPFK, which has $10,000 there.
Yeah. So if you So
560, 280 in each place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a long term issue we got to deal with.
Right. So it's not much. You know, those are two we can't cut.
Right.
But boy, you know, I did some calculations on what if WBAI were able to find the funds to move out of there to reduce its cost for those two items. The tower can't be reduced, but so you're looking at $250,000. That would put them on the road toward really, because their shortfall is between $150,000 and $350,000. So moving out of there, the funds could be found, would really save them $250,000, assuming they can get into a place with little or no cost.
This has been discussed a million times.
We have discussed it many times.
A million times.
And
it's not feasible
it.
In any way.
Okay, so you guys, I don't know about you, but I'm rather flagging, and I would like to suggest a 10-minute recess before we go to the next session. Would that be okay with people? Bathroom break, just clear our heads, look at the numbers a little, and then proceed? If not, we can proceed, but I would like to request a 10-minute recess.
I agree. What time would we reconvene?
It's 5:25 now. I would say 5:35 Pacific time. Literally 10 minutes recess.
Great,
Dave, I've got to go.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ambrose, for being here.
Dave, can we do quarter of so you know I can actually eat?
Okay. I mean, I have no objection.
I ate while I was on mute.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's going to cause me a lot of problems. It's already 8:30 Eastern time, and can you have somebody bring you dinner and go on mute, Mark?
Okay, if people want to continue, then we'll continue. I would like to request...
10 minutes is fine.
10 minutes is fine? Mark, will you accept that?
And but if I choke, I'm blaming Jane.
And well, do we come in on the code that starts with the 9 or the 8?
The 8.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So we'll reconvene in 10 minutes.
All right.
All right.
All right.